Go, strap yourselves in. Lock your S4s in attack position. We're going in full throttle. It's Trench Run. Yet another Star Wars podcast for your listening pleasure. And now, from the forest moon of Endor, it's Kenny, along with the man whose midichlorians are off the chart. We got Brian. And now, straight from the swamps of Dagobah, to your host, Nick LaPolla.
So we need another
quiz here?
No.
Is it a sports quiz or are we going back to Star Wars?
We're not doing a quiz just yet.
It's a Star Wars podcast, so
that we occasionally talk about sports on. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the inaugural episode 12. Oh shit, I forgot Kenny wasn't here today. This is episode 12 of our Trench Run podcast. Three friends with varying degrees of Star Wars knowledge discuss the Star Wars universe for everything from prequels, sequels to, you know, anything in between. There we go. If you haven't listened to our podcast before, go ahead and rate, subscribe on iTunes, Twitter, all that good stuff, Facebook. We also have an
email. You can be the first.
Yes, be the first. Number one. Number one. Email address at trenchrunpod@gmail.com. So I'm here with Brian. How you doing, Brian?
I'm okay.
You okay? A long day at work, I'm guessing.
It's been a long week and a half.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I heard you moved.
I did. Still in the process. Still unpacking. Found some time to record today.
Yeah. So, but nothing else going on in your life? You ready for Solo?
I am, but it's still a few days away. Got my tickets. Kenny and I will be seeing that together.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
With the ladies. The ladies will be with us.
I will have no ladies with me.
It's not a date. It's not a date.
It's a date. It's a date with the ladies.
So. Yeah, their choice.
No, but I mean, it's not a date with Kenny.
It's a date with Kenny. But yeah, so Solo, a couple days away. I was hoping to get passes for it tonight, but as you can see, we're recording on Monday night, so there's no chance of that happening, so... But you've heard him before talking about the metal of Star Wars, the craziness that he thought about The Last Jedi. We are once again joined by Jason. How you doing, Jason?
Great. How you guys doing?
I'm doing excellent. How's life
been? I'm still the same as I was 2 minutes ago.
But, everything's good. Work is busy. The house is busy. But all in all, everything's great.
Excellent. So yeah, Jason, if you don't remember, we recorded a couple of months ago now. Jason was involved with an interview about Last Jedi and what he thought of it and where do they get the medal at. And Brian, I know you found something about it, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember. Like, went over that the following episode. I don't know if Jason listened to that, if he was one of the 12 or 13 people that downloaded that episode.
I did actually listen to that episode.
It was my answer satisfactory?
I don't actually remember your answer, though.
Actually, I checked the SoundCloud today. We're up to 28 listens for this last episode.
What?
Wow.
I know. We're getting big time.
So who are the other 25 people?
I don't know. I listened to it quite a bit.
I don't think I listened to the last episode.
I know. Come on, Brian. You're supposed to get us up to 30 listens. I'd yell at Kenny, but he's not here right now. So,
was there a bet?
We haven't even addressed that. Like, that's the elephant in the room right now. Everybody's wondering where Kenny is.
Yeah, actually, Kenny is off working at his job that he couldn't get out of right now because it's... Unfortunately, next weekend is Memorial weekend, so we're unfortunately really busy. At least you guys are busy. Who knows at my job, so.
I will be super busy.
Yeah, this is the only time we could record. We almost couldn't record because of how busy we were, but thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jason, for at least getting this podcast and going, so.
Yes, special guest Jason stepped in there to pinch hit for Kenny.
Yeah, and he was nice enough to feed me, so I'm... gladly to come over to his house and record. So
I am here.
So all it takes is food.
Yes, all it takes is food in my life. So
I am your guys' utility man.
Exactly. You're the sixth man. So, but before we get started, I just want to take time out real quick and send a shout out to Fantatrax. Brian, you were nice enough to tell me about this. Basically, if nobody knows about it, which I'm sure nobody knows about, Fantatrax is a podcasting database for Star Wars. And you go ahead and submit your podcast for Star Wars and send it to them. And if they like what they hear, they'll add it to the database. And basically every well-known podcast that's around right now that's major is put in this database. So maybe it'll help us get some listens, some followers, so which is cool. So I'm going to take a minute.
So what you're telling me is that it's every podcast that they like?
Yes.
That's a prerequisite? It's not just every Star Wars podcast?
I mean, it could be. They said they liked it, so it could be every podcast. I don't know. There's a lot of podcasts that I know on there, so. But either way, it gives us the ability to get more listens.
We really are big time.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll get 40 instead of 12.
Well, I'm sure with Jason here, we'll definitely cross that 40
bar. I am going to put you guys through the roof.
Yeah, we'll finally be able to add Patreon and get like the $1 per month.
Hey, I want my cut.
We'll break that glass ceiling.
But yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like I said, it's even if it doesn't work out to anything exciting, at least it's something for people to find us to listen to our crazy shenanigans of basketball and non-related Star Wars stories, I guess. So, but
we have basketball stories?
I don't know. We talked about hockey, so I'm assuming we're going to talk about basketball because they're in the middle of hockey and basketball postseason right now.
So. Yeah, but none of you guys like basketball. I'm the only one.
Yeah, no interest.
But, yeah, at least the Lightning might make it into the finals if they don't lose tonight. So what's the score right now?
Still 1-0. Fixing to start the third period.
Yeah, that's not going to go well. But
it's also only one goal.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's not like an insurmountable deficit.
Yeah, there. That and they still lead the series 3-2. So even if they lose
and
tonight,
it goes
you
back
still
to
got
Tampa.
Game 7. It's all good.
Game 7's in Tampa.
So you're just not having a good night, period, with either the Celtics or the Lightning. But Jason, now that we have you here, tell us a little bit about your takings on Star Wars, how you enjoy it, what you know about it.
I think he did that the last time.
I went over this last time.
Oh, man. I tell you how long I've been listening.
not as heavy into it as Brian is, but definitely a fan. And, you know, I have my collection of toys and things as well.
Do you still have the... didn't I get you an action figure at Celebration?
Yes, still have it.
You still have it?
Yeah, the Darth Vader. Actually, you press a button, I think he speaks. It was a... And it's exclusive to that convention. I don't know which one it was. What was it? San Diego?
Indianapolis Celebration, Star Wars Celebration.
Didn't you get one too, Brian?
Yeah, I did, but unfortunately I don't have mine anymore.
What the hell, man?
This was a dark period for Brian.
When I moved to Orlando, or when I moved from Orlando to Miami, I sold like everything. And now I'm like buying it all over again for like twice the price.
Yeah, but that's one of those things you don't get rid of. For one... A friend gave that to you. Two, that was an exclusive.
I don't think he gave it to me. I think I paid him for that figure.
Irregardless.
I hate the word irregardless.
You can't see my face when I'm sarcastically saying irregardless.
Sorry. Anyhow, I will buy that figure again someday
for like $180.
Probably three times. Yes, for three times the price I paid Nick for it.
Well, at some point when you come up, I'll try to remember to get you that George Lucas Celebration 2 action figure that I kept forgetting to give to you.
Yeah,
George Sakal.
Didn't want to ask for it.
I got a question, Nick. How many movies do you think you go see in a month?
Not as many as I used to. Maybe one or two.
A month?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it depends on how many movies come out that month.
You go see some obscure shit, though.
Like what? I saw Deadpool 2 this weekend. That's not obscure.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm sick of them calling that an underdog.
Underdog. But, okay, so you saw Deadpool. You saw Avengers. That's two this month.
Brian might know where I'm going with
it. I'm going to see Solo. I mean, MoviePass is worth the money, so...
Is that the one where you pay one price?
Yeah, like $10 a month. So it's a good price. It's good. It's worth it if I, you know, like me and you go to movies. So
I don't really know how that works. So
all right. So I thought that thing was going bankrupt.
I feel
it is going bankrupt.
I feel like it was a scam, and I didn't want to buy into it.
No, it's not really a scam, but they're going to go out of business here soon, probably. So
I don't see how they're making any money.
They're not. They lose money every time they sell a ticket.
Ew, it doesn't make sense. How do you even open a program like that?
I don't know. I just use it where I can.
What kind of a business is that?
That'd be like if hotels
That's a good idea.
Let me give away every movie.
No, that'd be like if hotels gave you like $100. You pay $100 monthly rate. You get to go as many times as you want to the hotel, you know? It's just...
Yes, it makes no sense. But it's not even the movie theaters. They don't even like the deal, right?
No, they don't, because the movie pass wanted the popcorn concessions deal, so
I don't like popcorn.
You don't buy popcorn? You don't like eating things with your fingers, so
I just don't like popcorn because it gets stuck in your teeth.
Oh, I just figured because of oil and stuff like that.
Don't you bring a toothpick with you? No. I bring toothpicks with me now everywhere I go. A little plastic one. I'm good to go.
You have officially become an old man.
But so anyways, let's go on to actual Star Wars news. There's actually quite a bit of stories that...
My jar of toothpicks.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully unused.
That'd be funny if we put them back in there to use them. But, so anyway, so the first news story, these aren't really in order, but the first news story that I read that I had on my iPhone was Brad Bird is possibly directing a Star Wars movie. There's rumors. Brad Bird, who directed like The Incredibles and Mission Impossible and Ratatouille and all that good stuff, it's not really like the most major of stories outside of the fact that it's another white guy. So you know, a lot of people are going to complain. Where's the culturally diverse population of movie people directing a movie? So this is another one of those stupid stories.
Wait!
I saw that and it did not move the needle on my interest meter.
Well, no, I mean, did you see any of the Mission Impossible movies?
I've seen them all.
No. Well, he directed the Ghost Protocol one.
I'm going to guess Jason is not a Mission Impossible fan because he is not a Tom Cruise fan.
Oh, my God.
We saw Mission Impossible 3 together, Jason.
The movies are kind of cool. What was that last one when they were out in Dubai? I didn't like that one as much, but definitely the early ones.
Or Rogue Nation.
I also think Jack Reacher. Highly overrated.
I watched the first one, wasn't a huge fan, didn't care about the second one, so I didn't even watch it.
The John Woo one.
Didn't even get through it.
I like the Samurai movie.
Was that Last Samurai? Samurai?
Yeah. He has a couple of good ones. I now can't deny.
But anyway, so we're talking about the director.
Yeah, Brad Bird. I know you, Jason, Cruise. You know Brad Bird, right?
Yeah, he's talking about doing Star Wars.
Yeah, there's rumors that he might do a new Star Wars, so...
Well, that would be incredible.
Yeah, it'd be...
Nice.
I don't have anything. I was going to come with like Ratatouille joke, but I don't have anything like that, so...
I'd say the incredible joke was much easier to slide in there.
So, but what was the issue? People are...
No, but people... White. When John Favreau... The next story has to do with John Favreau, but when John Favreau got hired to write Star Wars TV series, there was a big cultural appropriation issue where, you know, it's another white guy... being hired to direct a Star Wars movie instead of a woman or a different culture, you know?
Wow. Say that term again.
Cultural appropriation.
Wow.
That's what they call it.
Is that even a PC thing?
It's gotten out of control.
Everything's either PC or SJW in this world of Star Wars, so...
But, well, I don't know.
Well, since you had
Brian
to
agree on this, since you had to... there's never a negative review on Black Panther. What's the reason for that? I wouldn't want to be the guy that gives it a negative review. What would I be labeled?
Racist.
Mm. It's gotten a little out of control these days.
I mean, but you're from Massachusetts and you love Boston, so they might not actually care as much.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You were the only white guy on an all black basketball team.
Man, you know, I thought that would have came up earlier when we were talking about basketball. Speaking of which.
But on to Black Panther. I just watched it recently. I didn't see it in the theater.
You like it?
I watched it at home. Yeah, I liked it. But I thought some of the CGI wasn't very good.
Yeah, it's not the greatest. Kind of
cartoonish.
I know, and you refuse to see it, right, Jason?
No, I don't refuse to see it. I just haven't gotten to it. It's lower on my queue. But after what I've seen in Infinity War, it goes even lower.
Yeah.
So is this another movie you didn't like? You didn't like Infinity War?
Oh, yeah.
No, I liked Infinity War.
Except for Thor.
Oh, wow.
I got some issues. But, you know, I'm always going to have issues. It doesn't matter.
I thought you were just, like, anti-Disney or something.
Negative.
Did you just roll your eyes at me?
Who, me?
Son of a bitch?
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I'm looking at Nick.
No,
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but yeah. So, yeah, Brad Bird possibly directing Star Wars should be cool. So, on the Jon Favreau, so the TV series he's directing for that Disney exclusive network is apparently going to be set like 6 months after Return of the Jedi or somewhere like a year or so.
I believe it was 7 years after Return of the Jedi.
Oh, it was 7 years? I thought it was 6 months. Yes. But yeah, they couldn't figure it. But anyways, it's kind of cool that they're going after, instead of like a prequel or Clone Wars, they're actually doing something after Return of the Jedi. Kind of.
Well, I think that's a big time frame that they need to fill in the gap that between Jedi and Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of story to tell there.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not supposed to. It's not supposed to. What's that?
Now I'm rolling my.
You don't care about Jon Favreau?
I saw that.
No, it has nothing to do with Jon Favreau. Let's fill in the gap.
He doesn't like post Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens. That would be the same gap as Empire and Return of the Jedi.
Was it like?
Oh, let's build another Death Star. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it was like 30 years after between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens. There was only like 3 years between Empire and Return.
Same story. Go all the way back to episode 4. Not even that much. There you go.
It's like
a little kid out in the desert. Hey, look at that.
There you go.
It's like less than a year between Empire and Jedi.
Yeah. So they had a second one on backup?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
Hey, the original idea from George Lucas was to have two Death Stars in Return of the Jedi.
In the same movie?
Yes. Were they going to cross streams?
I don't know, but that was the original plan.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
But at least if, from what I hear, Jon Favreau is not going to have anything to do with anybody with like Luke Skywalker or Han Solo or anything like that. So
good. They should be dead, right?
7 years after Return of the Jedi?
No.
Oh, Jedi. I'm sorry.
What do you think I said? Right. You thought I said like Last Jedi or something?
I was thinking Force Awakens or Last Jedi. Oh.
No, after Return of the
Jedi. Pre-Force Awakens.
Yeah, got it.
Pre-movies you don't like.
This is that gap before Luke, as you eloquently put it.
Lost his shit.
Yeah, lost his shit. So.
There's no excuse for Phantom Menace.
As Jason put it, why did he have to die like that or something like that? So,
Luke.
Or Luke, what did I say?
He died heroically.
Did he? I don't know. I felt yes. Like there should have been more to it. Not holding on to the nostalgia, but I think he should have been given a better death. If he's dead.
He saved what was left of the Resistance by distracting the First Order.
Yeah, I get that. But he died alone, far away. Nobody there. You would think maybe he'd have somebody with him. That's all.
Yeah, but he died a hero, but he was also a cranky old man. Which is what we're all going to become at some point.
Jason already has.
Somewhat.
He's died a cranky old man.
Fuck it. I can't wait till I'm at that age. I just say what I want. Offend anybody. Just because I'm old.
I figured you'd be from Massachusetts. You already do that.
What is with the Massachusetts? I've been down here quite a while.
We're almost to the point where we've been in Florida longer than we've been in our native homes.
You guys have. Except I'm like 10 years.
How long you been down here, Brian?
2004?
Yeah.
14 years?
I got down here at the end of 13.
Yeah, it was. If I hadn't left, it would be 2003, so.
That counts. You were only gone for a little while.
Yeah.
Was it a year? Not even?
No, 2 years. 2 years exactly.
Damn.
Came back a smaller man, and then gained all the weight back. Good times.
Well.
You're still your same cheerful self.
I am. Except I'm more talkative.
Clearly.
At least right now. I could just not talk like I usually do, so. But, yeah, we'll see. Like I said, this will premiere next year, but it's just kind of cool that they're actually doing something beyond Return of the Jedi and not just another Clone Wars or whatever, so. But, also.
Not just another cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. another Star Wars Resistance or whatever it's called. But
definitely okay. They're getting away from the Clone Wars.
Yeah. Actually, do you hear about the new TV show, Jason? The animated series? Star Wars Resistance. It's supposed to have Poe Dameron and BB-8 and all that.
Is that the one with the females?
No, that's Forces of Destiny.
No.
Yeah. They're just rolling it out, aren't they?
They got to get Dave Filoni jobs, man. Got to keep him busy.
What is it going to be? The Disney Channel?
I don't
cartoon? Yeah, it's going to set before Force Awakens.
It's anime influenced.
Anime influenced. Big eyeballs?
Like Samurai Jack, maybe.
Oh.
And like spiky Samurai hair. Jack. Spiky hair, yeah. And shit.
Yeah, BB-8 and stuff.
I like the Star Wars thing that the Samurai Jack guy did.
Yeah, it was all right. I still think Clone Wars is better, but...
But it was good.
Oh, yeah, back in the day when we had nothing else, yeah.
It was kind of like the lead up to Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, like you just said, for what you had.
Yeah.
Take what you can get.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. Do you know, is it today the Phantom Menace came out? Was it today or yesterday? It's like 13 years old now.
I don't know, but it was like...
say, it came out a long time ago.
Either...
No, it's 19 years old. Phantom Menace is like 19 years old this year. I'm like, holy shit. Was it? Came out in 99.
99?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit. Crap.
It was 38 years ago, either yesterday or today. I can't remember when I saw the update that Empire Strikes Back
came out. That's crazy.
Saw that in the movies. My dad took it.
I never saw any of the original trilogy in the
theater. Didn't see Star Wars, but I did see Empire and Return, and then all the other.
First movie I saw in the theater was E.T.
The first movie I saw was not Ghostbusters, but Black Cauldron.
When you saw Ghostbusters,
I was in the theater. I did see in the theater. I was watching my parents break up. So.
Slap shot.
I think.
Oh, the other Ghostbusters.
The other Ghostbusters. But actually, Jason, let me ask you: if you could rank the Star Wars movies, where would you put them?
Wow. Only chapter or all of them?
You can do. Everything, I mean, however you want to do it, is you can leave out the Rogue One if you wanted it.
Yeah, okay.
He loves Rogue One. Leave it in there, because that's right up there.
I think Rogue One should be number one.
Okay.
And then Empire. And then, I guess, Return. And we'll go with Last Jedi, Force Awakens.
Wait.
We're putting it in order of what I liked, right?
You put The Last Jedi right after Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, I thought it was just a really cool, good-looking
movie. Didn't you hate that movie?
I didn't hate the movie. I just hated a lot of things about it. But it was a gorgeous, excellent-looking movie.
Wow. I thought that was going to be like
it
last
It was a lousy story, but at the end of the day, they're all lousy stories. I mean, let's really break it down.
Okay.
Come on. You're going to break into a Death Star to rescue a princess. Yeah, that would happen.
So, but really, you put The Last Jedi above... A New Hope.
Yeah, maybe I didn't think that through. I'd probably put New Hope back in between Return and then the two last ones.
See,
But you did like the sequel movies better.
Go ahead.
You did like the sequel movies better than all of the prequels.
Absolutely. Though. But I really liked the second one.
Attack of the Clones?
Attack of the Clones, that's it.
You like Attack of the Clones? More than you like Revenge of the Sith?
You know, I haven't actually watched Attack of the Clones in a long time. I'd have to give it a fresh look. But I just remembered that all the fighting and the ships and everything going at it. I thought that was so cool. And then, of course, seeing Jango's head get cut off and old Boba sitting right there to catch it. But I'm kind of mixed up in there. But the other two, the Phantom Menace and what is that third one? Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. I'll put them two at the end. Revenge of the Sith. Wow. And then last but not least, Phantom Menace. Think that's all of them.
Yeah. I put Last Jedi number one, so.
I'd have to actually write them down so I can, you know.
Well, I just want to see, like, off the spot. If you had, like,
how close are we there, Brian?
I would definitely agree with number one, Rogue One. That's probably my favorite. I can watch that. I really like that a lot.
I'm always falling asleep in that movie. I'm sorry.
You and I can agree on is Nick is just an oddball. I mean, the guy doesn't like Pulp Fiction.
Oh, my God. We're going back on
That's crazy. Like, who doesn't like
Pulp Fiction? You like Pulp Fiction, Brian? You
love it.
God. I don't know.
You're the only person I know who doesn't like it.
I think it's boring, except for the Royale cheese.
Even most people are like, yeah, it was pretty good. Like, even if they don't love it. Well, like,
okay, yeah, the pocket good. Watch scene and the Royale with cheese are both good scenes in the movie. But the whole fucking, the rape scene with Ving Rhames, what's that character in the spandex?
Oh, the Gimp.
Yeah, the Gimp. Oh my God, it's terrible.
Well, it's not supposed to be nice. I mean,
no, but it's just so awful. But
what Marcellus Wallace says after that whole thing is like great. You know, telling him, you know, the line about no one's going to know about this. And I'm about to fuck this guy up or whatever the hell he says. But that little speech there, and he kind of gives him a go on, I'll let you live. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I like the does Marcellus look like a bitch?
That's all a classic.
But there's parts in it I like, but just overall, I don't know.
The whole what is it, Kahuna Burger, right, Brian?
Royale with cheese.
No, that's the Royale cheese Kahuna is burger? Different. The Kahuna Burger is when they're in the house in the apartment.
Oh, okay.
It's like, damn, that's a tasty burger.
Yeah.
The Royale with cheese is when he's talking to him in the car about how, what is he in? Amsterdam.
Yeah.
When you go to the movies and you can get an actual glass of beer.
Right.
And they don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese. They call it Royale.
Well, and there's just so much other just random stupid stuff in there. Like, bring me a magic marker. What's a magic marker?
Oh, man. And it freaking, the pen to the heart.
Oh, the EpiPen or whatever.
Yeah.
Or well, adrenaline.
I wanted to say epinephrine, but I know it's not.
It just, I don't know. It just goes from, it just
in the unorthodox rhythm of the movie, you know?
Right, exactly. That's what made it good. Right.
Who's Chopper? Zed's baby. Who's Zed? Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. Let's go get some pancakes.
The cleaner guy?
Oh, yes.
What's the name?
And what was it, the banana slugs t-shirt he had to wear after, during the cleanup, or after the cleaning up? Santa Monica banana slugs, right?
It's been a while since I've seen the movie, so.
Good stuff.
So,
because you always fall asleep.
During Rogue One, yeah. But
you're crazy. Yeah. You know what? The other reason I liked Rogue One, because it's not a happy ending. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I mean, your heroes die, and you just don't get that in a lot of movies today.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It drags so long in that first hour and a half or whatever it is. It's like, from the point of when she's rescued by Forrest Whitaker's character to the point that they get to, like, that whole portion where she sees her father die when they're getting they're trying to rescue him. That part is so awful. Okay. It's just like, I was going
to
sleep.
They go to Jeddah. Jeddah gets blown up while they're on it. They're flying out of the cloud. Then they go to the planet where her dad is. Like, how is that boring?
It's a slog of just like, well, there's like no, oh man, it's just so boring. Like, I just like.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It just, every time I watch it, I'm like, they're adding this scene in here just for the manipulation of, you know, her being sad because her dad's dead. It's like, I don't know.
What?
Like, it's like.
What the hell are you even
Ryan,
talking about?
Ryan, fix your camera so I can see your whole face.
I don't know. I feel like every time I'm watching it, it feels like it just slows down to a crawl.
You want to know one of the annoying things that bugged me about that movie? When they come to that planet to find the dad, you know, where she's a little girl, why the hell do they park 4 miles away from the damn house? It's just park in front of the house and come in. So infuriating every time I watch that.
You're talking about the beginning, right?
I don't get it. I don't understand it. You see that in all these movies. There's a house burning down. He's got to get inside to save his daughter. But I'm going to park up the block and then run up the long driveway.
You talking about with the Krennic? Like any movie. The very, very beginning?
The very beginning. The ship lands. And they're literally walking probably a mile.
But when they land on...
The ship could have landed anywhere.
What's the rain when it's raining? What planet is that? The planet that
where
her father gets killed.
Oh, with all the scientists get
killed? Yeah, that's the part that bored me. The whole Jedha stuff was fine. I'm talking about that part. Just like it slows down to a crawl because like so much. It's like,
well, see, I don't know if Brian will agree with me on this. It's another thing of Disney actually okay with slaughtering these people, including, you know, not killing whatever he was, the guy who gave away the secrets, but actually slaughtering these people who had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And I respect that. Maybe it's a little morbid, but it's pretty cool.
No, I agree.
Like I said, it's like the last hour or so is good. I mean, the whole Scarif stuff is good. So, but I don't know. We'll talk about that when we get to Rogue One itself after the 3 years of Clone Wars.
You seem to be someone though who's like really into story.
I just don't feel like the pacing.
Good story, and you don't like it. All you want is action.
Just like the pacing of that movie is just it's very slow and boring and. It wants to show you something that just doesn't really matter.
Well, what was The Last Jedi? Same thing. They're over in this casino planet watching these dumb elephant horses things run around. And it was all for nothing. That was a waste of 45 minutes. At least Rogue One, everything they did was part of the continuance mission.
I almost feel like they could have taken that scene and added it onto Scarif instead of having, because it just feels like that was a scene that didn't need to be there. It was just a scene to show to get Jyn to her father. I can never remember his name. You know, I put it in our radio drama.
Galen Erso.
Just to have her be motivated to attack Scarif. I mean, it almost feels like a little bit of manipulation on the screenwriter's part to give some kind of dramatic weight to what they're going to end up doing. That's just all my... Right.
And you guys say, I'm overthinking things. Whether she got to him or not, she was still going to go after, you know, the whole thing.
No, she wasn't going to go. She wanted to rescue her father. But it would have been a good idea if her father was on Scarif and died that way. She sees him from the distance and, you know... It's just a scene for her to be able to get her motivation to get the battle plans or whatever. And then, yeah, I don't know. So anyways.
Okay, so how about this? Most people you talk to, their number one Star Wars movie is going to be A New Hope.
Or Empire.
Correct?
Yes.
Especially the older folks.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So have you watched that movie lately, Nick?
Yeah, it slows down when they go to the Death Star. It like slows down dramatically.
When it goes to the Death Star? How about when it's on Tatooine?
See, but...
Are you talking about the bar scene?
No.
It's condensed enough that you don't feel like you're in that one area for too long, unlike Rogue One, where you're in that area for, like, has to be 5-10 minutes on what... I can't remember what planet... I'm sorry, I can't remember what planet it's on, but...
I think the part on Tatooine, when 3PO and R2 land on Tatooine, to the point almost to where they meet up with Obi-Wan Kenobi, like, it's a little slow at that point, and that's a long portion of the movie.
I mean, it could just be that I feel like maybe, like, the characters are more interesting in A New Hope than they are in Rogue One. That could be the problem. I don't know, but it didn't bother me as much in No Hope because, you know, I think maybe I felt the pacing because
at the time there was nothing else.
True, it could be. I'm not going to deny that maybe it's like my reason of thinking is not the greatest when it comes to that stuff. But
yeah, but even people back then thought this old guy's been here this close to Luke this whole time, and he just only comes across Luke because he had to save his life.
Yeah,
that whole thing. Whatever. For the record, though, lightning is down. 2 goals.
That actually is a segue into another story that I'll just add into it that. I don't know.
We're still on the news segment.
Well, no,
I have more to say.
I have a couple more stories, but Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? They claim they're going to make a movie. There's a movie going to happen. When it happens, who knows? But there's been rumors that the movie is going to be a direct prequel to A New Hope, basically setting Obi-Wan on a Tatooine rescuing people from Tusken Raiders, is what I've heard.
Wait, it's a sequel?
A prequel, like a direct, like right before New Hope, like prequel. Right before he meets Luke or goes and saves Luke from the Raiders.
But he was on that planet for years.
I'm okay with that.
Maybe it's going to be a time jump or something. I don't know. Yeah, there you go.
19 of them.
I mean, do you find that kind of like boring in any aspect, or do you
guys have don't see any interest in that.
I don't know.
I do.
Well, would you rather see him go off planet, or do you think plan on?
In my opinion, he can't go off planet. He has to stay on Tatooine.
At the same time, I think he alone could wipe out this sand people.
But yeah, I mean, did you guys have anything you wanted to say about Obi-Wan? Anything? Is there anything that you're looking forward to with it? Because, like I said, it sounds like it's going to be like a one location Star Wars movie, which hasn't ever really happened before.
Somehow they'll find a way to take it off world, I'm sure. But pretty much every normal movie takes place on Earth, one planet, and it's fine. So
well,
I'm
actually,
sure
it'd be kind of
one,
cool if they brought in God.
A whole movie about Tatooine would work out.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying most Star Wars movies have take place in like multiple locations. So, but Jason, anything?
Not really looking forward to that. I do like what they're doing with Solo. I guess it's kind of cool to see the opportunity or how he gets the Millennium Falcon. Seeing the
Kessel run?
The run. You know, those are kind of cool. How he meets Chewie. However, some of it's good to be left for imagination. And old Ben, to me, is kind of like, we can just leave that up to imagination. Although you could do that with Han. I think it'd be kind of cool to see it if they do it right.
Well, it sounds like they did it right. And I'm sure... me being a Disney shill, I will like the movie, no matter what.
A Disney shill.
What about Boba Fett? Is he going to get one or what? I'm asking because I figured you would know.
He was supposed to get one. And then the guy who was directing it, Nick, you'd have to correct me on that. I think it was the guy directing that one fired. Yeah. And basically that movie is kind of in limbo at this point.
Yeah. You saw the last Fantastic Four movie?
No. Most of it.
You remember how bad that was? It's the same director. Absolutely.
That was the Silver Surfer one, right?
No.
There was one after that.
A couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I said there was one after that Silver Surfer one.
Yeah. Anyway, the same director, he caused a lot of issues on Fantastic Four, got fired off a Star Wars movie, so that's what happened with that.
We're going to get a good Fantastic Four.
Whenever Fox buys Marvel, or Marvel Disney. Buys Fox.
Disney. But it all depends, because there's rumors that deal might not go through now. Yeah.
Oh, the Fox deal?
Actually, your company, Jason, may end up buying Fox.
Well, we're trying to buy the European version of Comcast.
Well, they're talking about spending $61 billion.
Would that be
Sky
TV?
Well, we need to do something. Something's got to.
Yeah,
Sky
TV.
It's getting a little ridiculous for Disney. I mean, I don't blame the government stepping in and be like, dude, what else do you need?
I do.
Come on. When you're profiting something in the trillions, you're really, that's a little ridiculous.
Another news story was they had a thing about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge last couple of days about it's going to be the largest expansion in Disney history, larger than Harry Potter.
That wasn't
Disney World of Harry
Disney
Potter.
History.
Or Disney.
Harry Park Potter is not Disney.
You know what I mean. No, I'm saying it's gonna be bigger than the Harry Potter Wizarding World of Harry Potter, like the land, Galaxy's Edge land is gonna be bigger than.
So Star Wars land is gonna be bigger than Harry Potter land.
Yes, is that better?
Both of them combined.
There's two Harry Potter lands.
I don't know. I didn't think about that one.
Come on, Nick.
Yeah, there's Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade.
I have not been there.
You should come up, Brian.
Come on up. I got tickets.
I have to pay for tickets.
No, you don't. Just don't come in the middle of summer. Come on up in the off season. Less lines anyway.
I mean, if you want to skip work on Memorial Weekend, you can come up and hang out with me.
I can't. Memorial Weekend is like the security weekend in Miami Beach.
Anyway, so let's move on. The last news story is... Star Wars Celebration has been announced for 2019. It's going to be in Chicago. And it's going to be 5 days instead of 4 days this time, which is a lot of days for a Star Wars convention. That's more than E3 and Comic-Con. And
I was kind of done with Celebration Orlando. Like Sunday, I just went just to buy stuff that I hadn't bought like in the first 3 days. And then I was out early.
So, yeah. Can you imagine 5 days?
No.
It'll sell out.
It'll do well, but that McCormick Place, which is the convention center, is like the largest in the country, and it's like 2 million square feet. So what are they going to do? How much are they going to add? They better add a lot of stuff, because the last three I've been to, they were all the same.
Well, I mean, how much more can you do?
I don't know. Apparently 5 days worth.
I've never actually been to one, so I have no idea what they fill it up with.
No idea.
No idea. Irregardless, never been to one.
Stop.
Supposedly, they're really cool to go to.
I mean, you could have
the worst part is this is actually how you talk.
Well, to you.
Yeah, I'm imagining the tickets will be like $250 for Star Wars Celebration. So,
for like a 5 day pass,
yeah. We've been going on for about an hour now, and we're not even finished with the news yet.
Well, we did have a discussion about Rogue One and Pulp Fiction, so.
That's true.
I'd say it's been a pretty good hour.
Yeah, we learned a lot about Pulp Fiction. So, but yeah, that's all the news. There's been a lot the last couple weeks. Like I said, Solo comes out this week, so I'm sure we'll have our thoughts on that. So, Kenny.
So
yeah, let me in on the Solo thing. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
So let me in on the Solo podcast thingy at some point. I'll give you my opinion if you want it.
When are you planning on seeing it?
The Monday after. So Memorial Day.
Okay.
Got my tickets.
I'm seeing it Thursday.
I'm seeing it Friday.
Are we having a contest here?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. I'm seeing it Thursday. Nick says he's seeing it Friday. Kenny is seeing it Thursday.
With you. Date night.
I don't know. Yes, date night. I don't know how. I don't know how we would do a foursome here.
Well, I mean, you and Kenny over there, me and Jason over here, double duty.
Don't wait up on me. I'm just saying.
But you're saying that after Monday you'll be able to do a review.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of time there after Monday.
You heard it here, folks.
Breaking news.
Oh my god. Alright, so we'll move on. We'll move on to the quiz that Jason is so nervously anticipating.
Is this gonna be multiple choice again?
You want it to be multiple choice?
No.
Jason.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm probably gonna get most of them wrong anyway.
Alright, so
probably.
This quiz is 12 questions.
What?
We do long quizzes. We almost did like a 62 question quiz the last time.
But all the freaking answers were wrong.
The one answer was wrong, and it was actually my fault because I misread it. So I will not blame the quiz for that one.
Blame the quiz. Wait, master. So
we went over that. We spent like 10 minutes on that question, and it's all because you read it wrong.
But it made for good radio.
Good
so.
Lord. Did it? Did it really?
It did.
Anyway,
it made you angry. So.
Oh, don't let me forget the Denny's story.
Oh, do you want to do that now, or do you want to do it after the quiz?
Do it now.
Oh, let's quiz, and then we'll build some anticipation for the great heist story at Denny's.
Actually, did you see the new two new cup toppers at Denny's? The one with Chewbacca and one with, I think.
I did not.
Oh, I sent you guys a text of it, so.
No, okay, I did see those. I didn't know they were from Denny's, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
All right.
Got to go to Denny's.
There you go. All right, Denny's. So question number one is 12 questions. The most legendary ship in the galaxy, the Millennium Falcon, can comfortably fit how many people in the cockpit? You were getting the multiple choice thing now, Jason.
No, I don't care. Just move this along.
Admiral Raddus and Admiral Akbar come from what planet? R2-D2 is classified as what type of droid?
Jason has a better chance with no multiple choice of... He has a better chance of me getting questions wrong.
There you go. All right. How much money does Obi-Wan Kenobi agree to pay Han Solo for safe passage to Alderaan?
Jesus.
That's an easy one.
Which handmaiden of Queen Amidala is served as decoy for the queen? What was Finn's stormtrooper name? What call sign did he go by?
No idea. No idea.
Where did Poe Dameron grow up? How many forms of communication does C-3PO know? What crime is not found on Jyn Erso's rap sheet?
Wait. There's like a million you crimes. You can't be
after question two. It's cool.
Okay. But I mean that one, like it's impossible to answer. That's one of the
questions on here. You can thank Disney for this quiz, omai.disney.com.
Okay, so basically I could name any crime, and if it's not on her rap sheet...
I'm just going off the one crime that it said was correct.
Okay.
Trade Federation leader Nuke Gunray is assisted by a droid named what? And if you've seen the beginning of Phantom Menace, you should know this.
Yes, I should have memorized.
No, I'm just saying. This one's really good, man. That's really going to fuck you guys up. You guys need time?
I don't even know.
No. Figurin Dion, leader of the Cantina band, Modal Nudes, plays what instrument in Force Awakens? Actually, you know what? If you want to skip that one, I don't even know how to say that. Figurin Dion, leader of the Cantina band.
Figurin Dion, Modal Nudes, was not in The Force Awakens. Oh, okay. He was in
New Hope. What instrument did he play?
This is 10. Right.
This is 12. Or no, that was 11. Sorry, 11. All right. And last question. At the end of episode 7, Rey finds Luke Skywalker and says what? Ready?
No.
Sure.
How many people can fit in the Millennium Falcon cockpit?
4.
I said 3. Comfortably was the question, right?
There's 4 seats.
But the fourth person's always standing up, hanging on the seats.
No, I know, but there's 4 seats, so there's 4 people.
Is this fact? Is this canon?
So I got that one right.
Where does Admiral Akbar hail from?
Mon Calamari.
I said Pandora.
Pandora is Mon Cala.
So I guess I got that wrong?
Well, he's a Mon Calamarian, so... But yeah, I said Mon Cala.
Yeah, but it's... I said Mon Calamari, though, so I'll take the loss.
Oh, goodness.
What kind of droid is R2-D2 classified as?
Astromech.
I put R2 unit. That's not wrong. Is it?
It's Astromech.
Yes.
How much does Obi-Wan agree to pay Han?
17,000.
Ooh, what?
Credits.
I put 5,000 rupees.
And you would be wrong.
Again.
Yeah. Who is Padme's servant?
Jason?
I put the chick from that horror film, which I can't find.
You know who it is, right?
Yeah, what's her name?
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley?
From Pirates. No, it was in the second one, it was the chick from Bridesmaids, the one she's like competing against. Have you seen Bridesmaids?
No.
Okay.
X-Men First Class. Anyways, you have it?
So, I said Nare.
Right, no.
He actually used a character name.
It's Sabe.
Damn it.
What the hell is those horror movies?
Huh?
Insidious. Who was the chick from the
Insidious? She died in the second one.
But she wasn't a handmaid?
Yeah, she was. But she died. She died in the beginning.
So
of the second of the of
Attack
of
the Clones. Am I wrong or right?
No. It was a different person. It was the first movie.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he was looking for the character name.
Hey. Take what I can get.
What was Finn's call sign?
I did TK-37.
FN-2187.
Which planet was Poe Dameron from?
Yavin.
Endor.
Yavin. How many languages does C-3PO know?
Over 7 million.
Nerd. 1 million.
you do this Homer Simpson. Nerd. So this is the one of contention. What was Jyn Rapp's sheet? And it was the one they have written.
I said rape.
Rape?
I said rape.
That was my first stance. Then I changed it to public indecency.
But I want to say we're both right on this.
It said impersonating a stormtrooper.
See, it went rape,
public
but your quiz is multiple choice, correct?
Yeah. I can tell you what the multiple choice questions were. Hold on a second. Let me bring them.
Right, but you didn't. We went non-multiple choice, so the question was, what isn't on her rap sheet?
I would have given you multiple choice.
Either way, I got one right.
Exactly. We got it right.
Hold on a second.
Rape and public indecency are not on her rap sheet.
That's not what they asked.
It is. It's exactly what they asked.
I think Brian's right on that one.
No, it says forging imperial documents, shipjacking, petty theft, or impersonating a stormtrooper.
But because it wasn't multiple choice, we didn't have those choices.
She didn't give us multiple choice.
I'm just going off what it says, so I'll give it to you guys. I mean, that's true. I'm pretty sure she didn't rape anyone, so.
Exactly.
I want my 1 out of 12.
There you go. Yeah, your 1 out of 12. What droid was Newt Gunray's in episode 1?
I got a blank.
I got a blank on that one, too. It's killing me.
So, TC-14, why aren't you at your post?
Son of a bitch! That's it!
And,
That's one of the harder-to-find figures from the Episode 1 collection,
what,
by the
TC-14?
Way.
TC-14. And what instrument did What's-His-Face play?
I went with the clohorn.
Clarinet? Is that like the human version?
It's a fluhorn? Fluhorn?
I don't know. See, I had Clohorn, but I thought it might have been the Omnibox. I just wasn't sure.
I don't even know. I don't even remember that. So, what is Rey say at the end of episode 7?
Nothing.
She didn't say anything.
Yeah. You got 2 points. Oh. Nice job, Jason. So, that was the hard as hell quiz with no multiple choice. So, there you go, Kenny.
Okay, so I got 8.
There you go, Kenny. Taking your spot, Kenny.
Well... Kenny actually has a quiz for the next time he shows
up.
But
Kenny had to work tonight and help people and...
Ooh, look at me. I got to work.
I can hear Kenny doing that.
All right, Brian. So we'll try this again. What was the... Tell us about the Denny's story. The Denny's heist.
Okay, so Denny's heist. I've already told this story once, but we had technical difficulties, so it didn't come out. So I don't think I can do it justice a second time, but I will try. So Thursday, I was moving, and Kenny came over to assist me. So I said to Kenny, "Hey, I'm hungry. Do you want to get something to eat?" And Kenny said,
"Okay, sure."
Sounds like him.
And I said, "Where do you want to go?" And Kenny said, "I don't know. What's around here?" And I said, "How about Denny's?" Because I hadn't been to a Denny's, and I just seen a Denny's we were getting off 95. I saw a Denny's, and I'm like, "Oh, we should go to Denny's." So we go to Denny's, and we get in there, and first off, there's a placemat on the table, and I said, "That's coming home with me." So somewhere around here, there's a placemat from Denny's.
A placemat. He's added awesome. Things.
I took a placemat too, but there was a table topper that was advertising the collector cups and the trading cards. So I said, "Man, I would love to get that. I'd like that to come home with me, but I don't know if we can." So, needless to say, the waitress was terrible, and she came by and she's like, "Can I get you something to drink?" I'm like, "A Diet Coke." And Kenny says, "I'll take a Diet Coke too." And then she just runs off. So there's not even a chance to say a Diet Coke in a cup, in one of the Solo cups. No, there's no chance for that. She's just gone. She comes back.
Says it right in the advertisement.
Yeah. But there's no like, "Oh, would you like that in a Solo cup?" No, none of that. There's just, "Okay." And she's gone. So she comes back and she gives us our Diet Cokes, and she's like, "What do you want? What do you want to order?" And I looked at the menu and I thought, "I want the Moon Over Miami melt." And as I say that, Kenny's like, "You know what? The last time Jason was down here, he had to get a Moon Over Miami just because he said we're in Miami, so I got to get that," even though he was really in Fort Lauderdale and not in Miami. Apparently, you like the Moon Over Miami.
I do. and I like it with the seasoned fries.
So, do you like the melt, or you want the actual moon over Miami, like, breakfast meal?
Well, I thought it was just a sandwich.
Okay, that's what I got. I got the sandwich.
With the toast.
Yeah.
Toasted grilled, buried.
But I think there's actually, like, a meal, a moon over Miami. But I got the melt. And fries were not even an option. I went with the hash browns. I ordered the moon over Miami. Kenny ordered something else. I don't even know what it was, but whatever. I digress. Again. And so the food comes out, and I get my melt, but I've got hash browns now, so I need a fork. However, I don't have a fork. So I'm waiting for the waitress to come back, but again, she was not very good, and she never really came back. So after about 5 minutes of waiting, I thought, okay, I'm just going to use the spoon that I have, which was rolled up in the napkin with a knife. I had a spoon and a knife. So I start eating the hash browns with a spoon, and then she does like a, it was almost like a drive-by. She's like running by, and eventually Kenny is able to signal her, and he's like, I need a fork. And she's like, well, I didn't give you a fork? And I'm like, no, I need a fork. So she comes back with a fork, and I eat my hash browns. But the point of this story is the waitress was terrible. And there was solo cups, which we weren't even offered, but we wanted. So we eat our meals. And when we finish with that, without even a question, she just comes by and slaps the check on the table. And we wanted solo cups. So she comes back then, and we're like, yeah, we want to get some solo cups. And she's like, okay, which ones do you want? And I'm like, I'll take the Han Solo. She's like, I don't know which one that is.
She actually said that to you, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She's like, I don't know which ones that is. And I'm like, well, okay, I want the orange one. She's like, orange? I'm like, okay, orange, red, whatever color that is, I want that one. And he wants the Lando, which is, I can't remember if it was blue or yellow. It's one of the two. It's blue or yellow. So whichever one it was, I'm like, okay, we'll take one of the red and one of the yellow slash blue, whichever one it was. So she goes over there, and for like 10 minutes, she's at the little POS station trying to punch in.
Sounds like a nice POS.
POS.
POS. That's what I wanted, the Han Solo POS cup. But she's over there trying to figure out how to ring that into the system, and it took about 10 minutes, and she comes back, and not with a full cup. No, not at all. It's just an empty cup. An empty Lando cup for Kenny, and an empty Solo cup for me. And at this point, we're just like, okay, we're done. We got our cups, so we're ready to go. So I take my card out, I put it on the check, and then she comes by the table. She's like, oh, you're paying with the card? You have to pay at the register. So we're like, okay. So get up, and we go to the register. And we get to the register, and now Kenny's having this inner monologue where he's thinking, there's a menu there with Solo on it. So
got to have the Solo.
If both of the people that are at the register from Denny's turn their back at all, I am taking that menu. So, needless to say, as soon as the transaction was completed, they turned their back and Kenny grabbed a menu. And then once in the car, he gave me that menu. In fact, I didn't even know until we were walking out the door. He's like, I got a menu. So we get in the car, and then I'm taking my sweet time, and we're like expecting like stormtroopers to come running out of Denny's and like stop us for stealing a menu. And I wasn't leaving very fast at all. So I'm like, I guess I should be leaving right now because we're taking this menu, but it didn't seem like anybody cared. So we got away with the menu.
Somebody cares because they're selling them on eBay for $25 a pop.
$25 for a Denny's menu?
For a Denny's menu.
So Kenny, when he hears this, is going to be kicking himself in the ass. Either that or he's going to want to go back to Denny's and pick up another menu.
Say, just go back to Denny's. Maybe not that one.
But he gave it to me, so it's my menu at this point. It is in my possession. It is in my hand right now. Denny's menu with Han Solo and Chewbacca and the Millennium Falcon on the cover. $25 right there. Didn't cost us a dime.
It's worth more than some pop figures you have, Brian.
It's probably worth more than most of the pop figures I have at this point.
Good. Glad you know that.
Oh, yeah. This guy introduced me to pop price guides. So.
And Nick is kicking himself in the ass because most of the pops that he has that are worth anything, he took out of the box and threw the box away.
Yes. Like my Toy Story Rex is worth like $40.
But it's not because you don't have a box.
Well, not now, but
if he would have kept the box, it'd be worth $40.
I gotta correct myself. Just the insert was $23. The actual menu is going for $55.
Wow. Kenny? Thank Kenny's you really so like, much.
What the fuck?
Y'all need thank to go raid so some more Denny's.
Let's go back to that Denny's. No one will care.
It was a nice Denny's. I'll give it that. It was a very nice Denny's. Like, it was clean. It was new. It was fresh. Waitress was terrible, but the Denny's itself was no complaints. And the Moons Over Miami, fantastic.
Can't excellent. Go wrong.
No.
I'm surprised you didn't buy any of the card packs, Brian.
I didn't. And the reason for that is simple math. It's $3 for a pack. Each pack contains two cards. There's 12 cards in the set. So you need at least six packs to complete the set. It's $18, right? But you may not get a complete set with that $18. And I looked at eBay while we were sitting at the Denny's, and I saw that I can get myself a complete set for $20. So simple math. I figured I'm better off just getting the set on eBay.
Are you sure you weren't looking at the inserts?
Apparently, I can get myself two sets of cards for the price of one menu.
Go get another menu, sell it, get your cards. Cost you nothing.
You know the worst part of this whole deal? This reminds me of like 1999 when Phantom Menace came out. I had so much shit from Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. And there was another place, KFC, so Taco Pepsi Bell, brand. Pizza Hut, KFC. They had so much stuff. I had empty pizza boxes. I had placemats. I had cups. I had everything from those movies.
And then you saw it. Crap. Throw it away.
Actually, some of that stuff's worth money. Nah, those glasses, I think, are worth money.
It's probably not worth that much, but I still kind of wish I had it now. I sold it all.
Empty in used pizza box? Probably not.
But it wasn't used. I got, I like actually asked at Pizza Hut.
Can
like,
I have a pizza box, please?
Can I have a pizza
hold
box?
The pizza.
Yes, he's like when they turn it around, he just grabs the pizza box and runs out.
I'm telling you, I.
Did you have it delivered?
I had family members like eating at all these places just to get me this stuff.
Oh, God.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I don't have any of it anymore, so it's not cool.
Do you remember we were all working together at the time when they released on DVD the original trilogy, and with it came all the action figures? It's like three packs or four packs, I remember.
Yeah, but I didn't get any of them because I wasn't really buying the figures at the time.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
And I honestly didn't even know about the figures until I was there. They were opening the pallet because I was there at midnight, and people were rushing in. And I was like, "Holy crap! They got figures too!" So I remember. I grabbed
if you remember, like you and I were, boxes. You and I were together at your house the night that the DVDs that the movies came out on DVD, and you and I went to Walmart just to get the trilogy on DVD, and I think
that's right. That was the. Which trilogy was that?
Wasn't this the original trilogy? Like really drunk and went to
yes,
went and picked up Revenge of the Sith or something like that.
No, we went and got the original trilogy, And I'm pretty sure there was some horror movie or something that Jason found at the same time.
Oh, I yeah. Think so. Yeah.
But I remember the trilogy being there, not with you, when they had the action figures.
But you do you sure remember that? Like, we went to Walmart in a Coey.
Yeah, and you sure it wasn't the one of the newer movies?
I don't think so.
I think you guys went drunk. You went drunk or something like that.
Yeah, that's funny. That now he's saying all this.
It was Revenge of the
Sith,
and it was
golly.
It was a
horror. I want to know what the other movie was.
Was it like Dawn of the Dead or something like that? Or
no, it was one I've never seen. Not that I've seen Dawn of the Dead, but
Bloodfest ones.
It was something like I can't remember. I was thinking maybe it was like Drag Me to Hell or something, but that was later.
It wasn't out yet.
Hang on, I will find this.
He has a Texas line.
Yeah, I remember everyone going through all the action figures, and I want to say that was the original trilogy. When you and I went, it was for Phantom Menace or something. I don't know, but I do remember that now that you mention it.
Yeah, no, funny. I remember that because I was at the South Park Avenue.
September of 2004.
Nah, I wouldn't have bought Hostel. Not that it's not a bad movie. I liked it. I want to say it's one of them B-rated, AZ gore fests.
Wasn't Devil's Rejects, was it? It was
yes!
Devil's Rejects.
Yes!
Devil's Rejects. That's
there you
what it
go.
Was.
Yes.
That's what it was.
I remember it had the... Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was the same.
That's
what
it was.
You guys
and Jason was so excited for that, and I'm like, I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah. It had Rob Zombie. Well, he directed it.
Yeah.
That's so I was all excited.
That's what it was.
Good stuff. Yeah, there's a trip down memory lane.
Let's go to Walmart. Buy some Star Wars.
Things people in a Coey say. Not really. That's funny. Golly, that was a long time ago. Nick remembers.
I
was there and don't remember.
The only reason I remember that because Revenge of the Sith came out and I went to go pick it up and
that's what it was.
And you guys told me about your trip to drunk going to get it.
Yeah.
So it was Revenge of the Sith? It wasn't the original trilogy?
No,
it was Revenge of the Sith. I remember that clearly now.
I think we were going to get the original trilogy, but we didn't work that night together or something.
But I mean, the original trilogy came out on DVD in September of 2004, so it would have made sense.
No, you guys might have gone to get it at that time, but...
Not together. The one I went to, I drove to the Walmart on Semera, because I knew they had it, and they had it with the action figure. I remember people were going crazy. I'm like, shit, I'm going to grab them. They're like $8 a box. I still have them boxes, still sealed up.
Did you guys even hang with each other in September of 2004?
Yes.
Or was that...
Yeah,
I don't remember it very well. So
yeah,
well, I remember the.
But yeah, Devil's Rejects released on November 8, 2005. So that would have made sense that was Revenge of the Sith.
This is before the days of Kenny.
Before Kenny.
Yeah. Before Kenny, no last name.
No, I was. We were all friends by that.
You were there. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so
how long? When did we start hanging out? Because I remember the Super Bowl party where I almost got killed at your first house.
That was later.
That was,
I mean,
later.
2004, was that the Red Sox World Series?
2004 was the Red Sox World
Series. Yeah, so we were already hanging out at that point.
That wasn't the Eagles Super Bowl, was it?
No.
Eagles Steelers Super Bowl?
No, it would have been Eagles Patriots.
It might have been the Eagles Patriots Super Bowl.
The Patriots or the Steelers?
Patriots. The Patriots beat the Eagles. The year before that, it was the...
When was your daughter born?
2005. Because we were all friends at that point. Because I remember coming in to work, excited to tell you guys.
Yeah.
I remember you had to leave for work. You had to leave that. You were gone for like a week or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I had to work the whole night before we got the call. And I was like, crap. So I was up all day, all night again. It's a 36-hour night or day or both.
All right, so you want to move on to your toy box there, Brian?
Bubble Fett's on my trail! Gotta jump to hyperspace!
Surprise, surprise, I'm Lando in disguise!
New Hot Wampa, Luke Skywalker, and Han Solo in hot outfits, each sold separately.
Tauntaun's front and hind legs move.
Long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the Star Wars saga began, and Killer continues the excitement.
Put down your Star Wars lightsaber! Hold your eyes! Boba Fett is not yet available in stores, but you can get him free with four proofs of purchase from any Star Wars action figures.
Will the Rebel survive? Only you can decide with Star Wars toys.
Okay, so Toy Box in a nutshell. Ooh. Walmart has a lot of clearance going on. I picked up some Black Series 3¾-inch figures. I picked up four of them. $4. Down from like $10. I picked up an Admiral Ackbar, a Jyn Erso, a Lando, Return of the Jedi Lando, and an Ahsoka Tano. And I also got a First Order TIE Fighter down from like $30 to $9. Okay. And my latest trip to Toys R Us, I picked up the Toys R Us exclusive Cantina Lego set, which has the first ever Wooer minifigure. So I got that pretty much just to get that figure.
The Wooer from the New Hope, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes, Wooer was the bartender.
So do you have anything else, Brian?
No, I think that's about it.
You said something about 3 cent figures people were getting.
Yeah, there were some clearance figures at Walmart that people were picking up. They were ringing up 3 cents at certain Walmarts. I want to say that it was a mistake, but there were reports of that coming up all over the country. So,
What Kenny got the Spider-Man Homecoming pop for like 50 cents or something like that.
Yeah. I want to say that's another one of those Walmart errors.
Typos.
Yeah, actually, when you told me that, I went to the Walmart near me, and yeah, everything was sold out by that time, so.
Not that it's Star Wars related, but I also got the Heart Foundation in blue nice. At the Toys R Us when I got the Cantina. They were like...
buying them toys, man. Now properly display them because you have your own room.
Yes, so I just need to get some display cabinets of some sort. I think I'm going to hit the IKEA. I think I know what I'm going to get. But
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So, good conversation. Before we head out, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about, Jason, Brian? Last time I tried to end the show, you guys had more stuff to talk about. So.
Yeah, we're still talking about
it. No, but I mean, since our technical era, we've technically talked about all of this twice now, so.
With a little more in between.
Yeah.
The Walmart trip down memory lane.
That was a good addition.
Yeah.
And I think my Denny's story is still translated well, even on a second telling.
Yeah.
It works, especially when we can hear Kenny... inner monologue, because we all know what it sounds like, and it's hilarious.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what he sounds like.
We know him so.
I mean,
well.
Everyone knows I'm like, you know, such a fantastic voice actor.
Yeah.
I do a fantastic roadie.
You some kind of award.
Yes.
Senator. I'll have to bring back the Rodians. So. All right, let's go ahead and end this. Jason, thank you so much for re-recording and joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
It was fun.
It was.
I would like to do this again sometime.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Haven't hung out in forever, so in 2 weeks.
It's good to see you Eskimo brothers together.
Yay.
Yes. All right. Brian, so if they want to reach you, where can they find you?
I am at Rip Radke. On the Twitter.
And Jason, you want to tell your Twitter account?
I don't have one.
Alright, good enough.
I don't do the Twitter.
Alright, so if you want to get us more listeners and whatnot, subscribe, rate. Jason, can you say all the stars for all the wars again?
All the stars for all the wars.
Alright, so yeah, rate us, subscribe on iTunes and SoundCloud. Get us more listeners, like I said. Find us at Twitter and Facebook at Trench Run Network. We also have that wrestling review if you're interested in listening to that. At some point we'll get a new episode up there, but
look, I'm told by Rip Radke that the last episode was a complicated episode because they decided that they were gonna rate theme music, and it's not that easy to put theme music into it when you don't have a lot of time. But that's not coming from me. That's coming from Rip. Just saying.
Yeah. And remember, the Twitter account, completely different thing.
Totally. It's just a coincidence.
If you want to email us, the old bag of emails that we don't have. Is that right, Brian?
Yes. Kenny reached into the old bag again, and there was nothing in there. But we did think that that would be a fantastic idea for a T-shirt, you know, for the 17 listeners to order. Would be something about reaching into the old bag. I haven't quite figured it out yet, but
we'll sell them $100 a piece, like $170.
Yeah,
dollars. $170.
Dollars.
That's a good story. So no. for another day.
Memo Billa.
There you go.
Cracks me. I still say that, and I'll be talking to people, and I'll say dollars.
It's drunken spelling.
And I'll also tell people upheads, and they look at me like, "What? Let me give you an upheads."
There was a mouse coming on her shoe.
And as always, you can reach me at BigShadow1138. And with that, we'll go ahead and head out. We'll see you guys later.
Good day.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Gotta go. Come on.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.